You're listening to Banal Leakage, episode 60, Anti-Everything. All right, this is the episode you've all been patiently waiting for. And yeah, I'm still playing catch up too. So, episode 60, and should be it. I think episode 64 is where I need to be. So, all right. Thanks again for your patience. I know you're getting tired of me saying this, but I do appreciate it. So we're almost done with March. Official start to spring was last week, which is closer to summer, my favorite season. And now let's start the news. The anti-vaccine crowd, anti-vaxxers is what we'll call them. That's what they're called in more in the news. So, aside from Jenny McCarthy being a target, please never take healthcare advice from a Playboy playmate. So the real dangers of not vaccinating your kids is very prevalent today. Who knew that once we found a way to pretty much eradicate measles back in the late 70s, early 80s, it would show back up today as a defiant and fearful act that we need to address in 2015? Turns out fears of vaccines causing autism are pretty much debunked, almost 100% debunked. I mean, science is not exact. I mean, you know, but science, you know, it has pretty much proven that vaccines over the years worked, and they never really caused autism, huh? You know, but some people got it in their head, you know, their tinfoil hat on, you know, thinking, oh my God, my kid's going to have autism. You know, your kid could be dead if from some of these diseases. So, but anyway, so this, debunked by any sound group of doctors, scientists, researchers. So this is science, people. There's been years of proven research that autistic children do not get born that way due to vaccines. So, yeah, like I was just saying, you know. So we can't dispute the overall history of time that you should be vaccinating your kids. I just don't get it, you know. Do the research. Stop thinking that it's just going to... It's such a remote, I mean, not even a chance. I'm going to jump out on that limb and say not even a chance, you know. So, last year, news from Disneyland was appalling, you know. I mean, all these kids getting measles by visiting Disneyland. You know, people are so selfish, you know. So, attached to the show notes is a political cartoon that shows, peanut allergies and vaccines, you know. So speaking of peanut allergies, you know, parents freak out when another child brings nuts to school. Oh my God, you let my kid be exposed to that bag of peanuts. He could die, you know. Yet for some reason, you know, some of these parents, I don't think they're the same people. God, I hope not. Same type of parents think it's infringing. When they have to vaccinate your kids. Oh man. God, people, stop it. Please just stop. Use common sense. Stop believing the hype from freaks like Jenny McCarthy and vaccinate. It's important. Comcast insults customer, changes her bill to read super bitch. Oh my God. I feel bad for this customer, but oh my God, super bitch. So a sign, this is a sign that a company is just too big, huge, you know. So a customer that had ongoing issues had Comcast texts out over 30 times to her home in the course of, I think it was 3 months. So, but they did finally resolve the issues, you know. So the article didn't say what specific issue she was having, but, you know, it was related to, you know, internet connectivity, you know, her connection dropped a lot. So then she noticed no bills were being sent to her over, you know, the next couple months. Where's my bills? So she called, wanting to know what was going on. Sometime later, she does receive an actual bill with her name changed and showing as Super Bitch. So this entire time, she is frustrated but remains professional in all these calls and all the people coming out to her house and everything trying to, you know, get this resolved, never resorting to swearing or berating the Comcast agents. So, yeah. But for some reason, whoever has rights to, you know, and permissions to change customers' names in the billing system changed it to Super Bitch. And no one really questions this thing. I mean, a company as large as Comcast, you'd think they'd hire people that would check to make sure that their employees are doing the right thing. You know, oh, okay, they addressed this lady's issue. She's had issues before. She's doing really good. Super Bitch, what the hell? You know, I mean, my gosh. So Comcast says they are reaching out to this customer after the embarrassing new nickname their agents have given her. So just unacceptable. Comcast is at the point where they just don't care anymore. They have their carte blanche, I guess, if you will. They can just pretty much just do anything. Using their large size and clout, think they can do no wrong. Changing people's names and blah, 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 and going off and trying to, you know, I mean, there's so many. You go out on the web. Many people have recorded their phone conversations with Comcast and just trying to, I mean, it's just insane. So, you know, now they want this merger with Time Warner to happen. You know, God, I hope it doesn't go through. You know, they don't have much competition today. And if they get any bigger, you know, with the merger with Time Warner, they will have even less, owning most of the market. So, me personally, I don't have any other options. Comcast is my only option for internet here. I wish I had competition. Pretty soon, though, you know, Google Fiber just announced here in Salt Lake that they are going to be rolling out in the next, I would say, year and a half, I guess. So I signed up for it and, you know, or not signed up for it, but, you know, added my list to be notified of when it's available. You can bet I'll be jumping ship as soon as I can. I don't have the Comcast connectivity issues that some of these people have. It's pretty stable here. It's plenty fast. You know, I think I get 90 or something like that. You know, last time I did a speed test. So it's good. You know, I don't have any issues. Cost-wise, you know, I get crappy. You know, I've done a rant about this before. I get the crappy television service and everything. So, but no, I really don't want any part of this company anymore. So, anyway, so, yep, Google Fiber, please hurry. GOP senators suggest restaurants can opt out of hand washing for restaurant employees. Really? The hell? Senator Tom Tillis from North Carolina, he's Republican, is suggesting that, you know, he's suggesting this madness. So let's restaurants opt out of forcing employees to wash their hands after using the bathroom, as long as they had to close it in ads or as a sign on the door. Or, you know, what in the ever-living fuck do these idiots think this will bring, you know? God, they're trying to tie something that's a needed thing, okay? The reason why employees are forced to wash their hands is so that they don't get... I'll go into this here in a little bit here, so... disclose in an ad or sign on the door, we don't force our employees to wash their hands after using the bathroom. So businesses would pretty much shut down from people not washing their hands. You know, people not wanting to be served by people that just wiped themselves or dangled their wee-wee to shake off the last few drops. All under the guise of too many regulations. What a tool this guy is here. It's about public health, not being forced. Don't want some dude making my sandwich if he's not washed his hands after peeing. Even if he wears gloves, what's next? Suggesting they don't have to wear gloves? So, I want my food prep employees, or any employees for that matter, you know, to be as free of any naughty bit stuff that gets left over on their hands. And the market will take care of that. Oh, yes, it will. No one will want to go anywhere that doesn't have strict policies and regulations on clean hands after using the potty. Senator Tom Tillis, tool. This week's rant. What happened to the one-pound bag of M&Ms? So for years now, what used to be a one-pound bag of M&Ms that you could find in just about every grocery store or Target or Kmart or Walmart has dwindled down to 11.4 ounces. The cost for the smaller bag is the same or more than what the one-pound bag used to cost. Get less candy, pay more. Yes, this is all part of what's happened with packages of many, many, many food products for years now. So like Oreos, crackers, and yes, candy. But the 1 pound bag of M&Ms was pretty cool. You knew you were getting a pound of candy for about $2.50. It was a great deal. You could buy 2 bags for $5, take them home, open one up, pour it into the candy dish. When that was gone, you would find the other bag and refill the candy dish. I mean, that's how I knew things. Yeah. So sales of M&Ms still are through the roof. You know, so with many special types now for various holidays like Valentine's, Easter, Christmas. You know, so people still like their M&Ms, you know, they're just getting less. So, yeah, so be it, I guess. Sales of M&Ms, you know, I mean, people obviously aren't trying to buy less. I'm guilty. I mean, I don't buy as much as I used to over the years. So, yeah, I guess maybe I've changed my habits, you know. What? 11.4 ounces? What happened to 16 ounces? So, sure, you know, you can still get 1 pound bags if you order online with personalized message on each candy piece or visit an M&M store like the one in Las Vegas and buy a pound from the mix-it-yourself bins. You know, it's just not the same, you know. But, you know, I want to walk into a grocery store or a Target and buy a 1 pound bag of M&Ms, but it's just not going to be possible anymore. So, and sad, but at least I can still get my M&Ms. And the shameless plug that you've all been waiting for in episode 60 here. I finally found a job after almost 12 years at my last job. So I'm now 5 weeks into the new job, and it's very refreshing to have moved on. Yeah, I think this is a long time coming, so... So my last job, I was a network admin, but relegated to tasks like desktop support, mostly due to the fact that the company wasn't willing to hire a separate employee for those tasks. So even though in the past, there were several desktops, you know, specific desktop support positions that were held, all those people were let go. I should note, no fault to their own. And I inherited these responsibilities. Never told I was going to inherit them. Which cut into my network admin tasks and projects. So my skills just got underused and everything, you know, just... So I had looked to move on several times over the course of the previous 4 years and didn't find anything. You know, I do also admit to being comfortable where I was at. I used to label it as comfortably and happy. You know, it was a stressful time. It was draining emotionally. You know, my skill sets were not... being, you know, utilized as much as I wanted them to use. So I hit a tipping point. I'm not going to go into that tipping point, but let's just say it was something that was said that was very demeaning. So I decided to get more serious, increase my efforts to search for a new job. I finally found a good fit, which has many new challenges and learning opportunities. So this systems admin position has me working in a mixed Linux Windows environment. So I'm mostly a Windows admin. From a perspective, I've been doing Windows since, you know, from Windows Server Management since the mid 90s. I'm mostly Exchange, which I'm not doing any Exchange right now in this new position. So it's kind of a nice change, I guess. You know, I know Exchange pretty well, but I'm not doing that. So this mixed environment, I've not really well skilled in Linux, so this is a good opportunity. My new boss and new environment is willing to train me and to do stuff on Linux, which is nice. So I'm also managing the back end with a firewall rebuilding project as being my first. A lot of documentation up front and a lot of trying to document where things are and just getting myself familiar with this particular type of firewall. So anyway, so I've resolved myself to make this work, although I think I stayed at the same place last time too long. You know? We shall see how this new venture works out, you know, for the long term or short term. Stop the hate! Want to leave feedback? Email podcast@banalleakage.com. Thank you for listening, and as always, if you can't be specific, just be random.